This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Now, during the break, we got I got an email here from Deb, and she was talking about, she said, we were talking about those tomato hornworms. What they have done is they've taken a piece of copper wire and put it around the base of each tomato plant, and they've never had another hornworm. She can't remember where she heard it, but she says it absolutely works. They used to pick them off themselves, and now no problems. Now, I know that's something I'm going to have to try this year. About 8:30 last night, I had to replace something in my furnace. It was they call it a thermocoupler, which had some copper wire on it, so I can maybe use that. It might be a little bit too big, but I can use that at the bottom of my tomato plants. So hopefully that helps. Once I fix that heat, my house feels like I'm in the tropics right now, so maybe that's maybe it's working too well. But I digress. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. Now, let's go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Sean and Lowell.
Sean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm sorry about hearing about your dad. And he was a great guy. I met him a few times, and he'll be missed, you know?
Definitely will be.
Yes, he will. My question is, I have about 4 quantum cherry trees in my yard. They're probably going on 26 years old or so, maybe just a year or two older. And they're all splitting. I've had ants going in at the base of a couple of them. I set up ant traps. I have fungus growing on some of the branches. It looks like I think they're dead. I'm just wondering, I'm thinking they're probably at the end of their life. And if so, what kind of trees would you recommend for like a nice medium shade tree that I can probably put a few bird feeders on?
Well, so the Kwanzaa cherry, it has that V shape to it. So when it, right. You know, the V crotch at the base, not at the base, but where the base of the branching starts. So that's why it tends to split and almost splits down the middle, just due to weight as it gets bigger. So it might be, like I said, you know, like you said, might be done. Might be done with it. Now, I'm sorry, if you're looking to replace it with some trees, you know, try, and you want to use them for like bird feeders, that type of thing, try to look at some trees that have more of a straight across branching, has a tree that goes straight up versus having multiple that weep towards the sides. That might be one to take a look at because they'll have stronger branching. You're looking for them to get like 20, 25 feet?
Yeah, 25 to 30 feet or so.
Okay. And, you know, you could use, a linden would be good to use. I like lindens there. You could use, one that won't get too big, you could use like a Bloodgood Japanese maple. That gets about 18 to 20 feet tall, has a nice red leaf to it, so it's going to be a little bit different. Doesn't have a flower, you know, like the Kwanzaa cherry, but you're going to have that red leaf color for most of the year. So that's a couple of them. There's, it's been a while since I've been out in the nursery looking at some trees. I'm trying to think of exactly which ones I like the most. I like the linden. That's one of my favorites. Obviously, there's the maple.
There's one tree, that I used to do landscaping years ago, and we planted them on the streets. It grows tall and straight, and the branches of the rock like kind of shoot out to the side, like you said. But
that's one of them.
Can be really big. It has a real small leaves.
They kind of look like they kind of look like a heart.
Like an oval almost.
That one might maybe. That might be a poplar or
is this a linden?
There is a linden out there that has but the linden has almost like the ace of spades, that look, the spade look to it.
Okay. Yes.
So that's one of them. They're a good street tree. They're a good shape. There's also if you're looking for something like that, you could try a Zelkova, but Zelkovas have that Y type crotch again, so that might not be the best for it. I'm trying to think what else. You only 20 feet. We're not looking for quick growing, right?
No, it doesn't have to be 20. It can be like up to 30 or 40 feet,
Okay. Obviously a red maple is a good one. Those are a strong tree to be putting out there. The oaks are very strong out there. A pear tree, a Cleveland pear, might be nice because it flowers.
Right.
You could do a dogwood tree, maybe get they have pink and they have white. There's the Coosa dogwood, which was my dad's favorite of all the trees. That one's a really cool one. That would give you about the same height as the tree, the 20-foot, 25-foot eventual.
Yep.
That would give you some strong branching. You could also use a lilac tree. The lilac tree has that same lilac flower to it, but it's in a tree form. That's a really good one. I know my in-laws had something, had like a suet hanging from it, so it's strong for that type of thing. There's a tulip tree that's going to get really big, but it has these really cool like leaves that almost look like a mitten or like a glove. And they're the size of your hand. That would be a good one to use. I'm trying to think if there were any others. That's a bunch. I think if I had to choose a couple, I might bring it down to the linden, to a tulip tree, a dogwood, and the Bloodgood Japanese maple.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. I think that would do well for you in this area. I'm in Lowell myself, so I know it should do well here. But you see a lot of maples in the area that are, street trees. If you want to go with something different, those are some good ideas.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate your help.
Sean, thank you so much for the phone call, and good luck.
You too. All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I just remembered after I told Sean I forgot to mention what you could do with the Kwanzaa cherries. If there's still some life in them, you can actually cable some of the branches. You'd have to have an arborist come out and cable them. What they do is they put basically a screw through either side of the branches that are, you know, kind of weeping down, and then you could actually bolt them together with a guy wire that goes in the middle of it, and will hold the two together so it doesn't weep over and break as easily. And then you could also, if the area inside is clean, where that break is, there's no insects, no nothing that you can notice, you could use like a sealer, like a tree spray that covers a wound like that. Only downfall of that is when once you spray it, once you get over there, if there's something in there, insect or disease, it keeps it in there. It doesn't allow it to come out. But those are some things you could do to keep the Kwanzaa cherry. But the fungus, if it's like a gall or if it's big on the branching, get rid of it. Don't put it in a compost pile. Just get, you know, get it out with the trash or get it out somewhere that's not going to go and stay in the yard, because some of them will send out some of its pores and go into the other plants that are there. So those are a couple of things you can do to try to save the trees that are there. You know, maybe it ends up that two look better than four of them, and you can try to save them. So that's another option. So I meant to say that while we were on the phone together, Sean. So hopefully you're still listening and you hear that. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, and we'll answer some more of your gardening questions.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with a revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Parent Garden Club, where our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Nick in Boston.
Nick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, and thank you for taking the call. And welcome. I'd like to add that I've listened to your dad for many, many years. I'm not a gardener, I don't have a green thumb. I just have one plant in my house. And I'm in an apartment. And my question is this. In 2011, when my sister was in the hospital, they brought her a peace lily plant. And that peace lily plant, she was going to throw it out, and I said, I'll bring it home. I brought it home, and I got all white flowers on it. And I've continued to get white flowers. I think it's a peace lily. That would give me a white thing or something.
Yes.
I looked at the computer. However, the flowers have ceased to exist for the past year or so. But I watered it, and I don't know. Like I told you, I don't have a green thumb. And I watered it probably maybe 8 to 10 days from what I read in the computer. Doesn't like a lot of water. So it was doing good. But we're in 2019 now, beginning of the year. I don't know if it's time to throw the plant away, but I water it every 8 to 10 days, and the leaves are good. But what happened was I put it in, and that's fine. It was working. And then I figured there was some damage to the tips of them, and I kind of rerooted a couple of them. But okay. I've got, this is in a, I want to say, I wrote it down here. This is in a 10-inch round pot, 8-inch height, and around 9 inches, 8.5 wide. So maybe I got everything in the middle. And the other thing is I have one. Sometimes I have two. One little, not a leaf, but a looking at it, and a curly cue or something, and it grows up. And then I don't know what to do anymore. So I don't have any more. I have everything cluttered in the middle, practically. So I don't know if it's any good anymore.
No, it should definitely still be good, especially with all the nice green leaves. Have you fertilized it at all?
No, that's another thing. You know what you just told me, soil?
Yep.
I have some soil that I bought at Home Depot a couple of years ago. And like I say, there's a 10-inch, what did I say, 10-inch round pot, 9 inches height. So anyway, I put some in a long time ago, but maybe I should do that. And the leaves grow. And I see baby leaves grow.
Yep, and
so I don't know what to cut the leaf for what.
No, you definitely don't want to cut it back on that. Now, one more question, and I can give you some more information. Have you switched it out of its where it has, you know, the light source? Is it in a different location than it has been in the past?
No, not really. The computer told me, don't keep it in the light of the sun.
It wants to have some light to it, not a direct light, more of like a dappled sun. Want to, basically have it enough so, you know, it's have it enough in the room you can see, not like in a spot where it's going to be all shade all day, but filtered sun.
I'm in a very lit room, and I didn't want to put directly next to the window. Because in the winter, I got drafts in the window, you know.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want to keep it by the draft. So, you know, that's definitely what you're doing.
I have it adjacent to the window next to the sofa. Seat. And I think it's got plenty of light, but I can move it back. I can move it back to the side of the window.
Well, you don't want to put it in too much sun. I just wanted to make sure it hadn't, you know, changed its location, etc.
I've always had it on a table, an iron rod table.
Yep.
And I had it, I changed the whole room around, so it's got more room in here.
Well, so we're about to go to...
I'm just going to try it, that's all.
I would definitely fertilize it. If you want, you can hang tight. We're going to a break. I don't want to interrupt. I don't want to stop you. But I can give you some ideas on the other side of the break.
Okay. That's okay. I didn't get your name. I know you wanted to.
It's Patrick.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from a Friday dam burst at a mining operation in Brazil is now at least 40, and officials estimate that will rise as somewhere between 250 to 300 people are still missing as searchers look through the deep mud for more bodies. There were intermittent rains on Saturday, complicating the search efforts. The death toll from flooding, landslides, and a tornado in Indonesia is now at 68, and that, too, will likely rise. Heavy rains over the past week leading to the devastation there, which also included a dam that overflowed. President Trump's approval rating is currently the lowest of any president in the past 72 years after 2 years in office. A new Washington Post ABC News poll says the president has a 37% job approval rating. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Nick in regards to his peace lily. And one of the things that you could definitely be doing to get it to bloom a little bit more for you is to use a fertilizer. You could use, you know, something like a 10-10-10 or, you know, a liquid food like that, like a almost like a 20-20-20. There's also, Espoma has a really good one. It's just called Indoor. It's a liquid plant food that you put into a watering can and water it in. One of the things I'd like to see you do when you're watering the plant, maybe water it a little more often, maybe twice a week versus once a week. That would definitely be something. And then I'd like to see you water before you fertilize. Water so the plant has the water in it and is absorbed into the roots, so when you put the fertilizer in, it'll slowly go through the plant versus you know, leaching right through if the plant is dry. So you could use that, and then you know, keep it in the same light, keep it the same way that you've been doing. I think that would be fine for you. But again, I think that adding some fertilizer and using it you know, the fertilizer every 14 to 21 days versus sometimes they'll say every month to two, and the watering a little bit more, I think that could help you.
Okay, that sounds good, Patrick. The other question, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay, fine. The other question I have here regarding the fertilizer, because it's a round pot, and I don't have enough room because the soil is right up to the rim of the pot. And should I take some soil out? I'm going to water it, like you said, maybe twice a week.
I'd like to see you take some of that soil out of the top. That could also be part of the reason why it's not flowering. Try to pull away some of the soil that's all the way up against, like, the branching that's in the soil, it's the stems.
Yeah, all the branching is in the middle.
Yep.
You know, that's no good, is it?
No, I mean, you're going to want it to come out. If you have any of the dead on the sides of it, you know, you can pull some of those out and separate them, almost like by like a root cutting of it, cutting away some of the dead.
I do that occasionally.
Yep, and I think that'll be helpful for you that way. I just think fertilizing, watering more often, and will definitely help you take away some of that soil on the top, so it's not all the way up against the stems, because it can create like a barrier, so it can't breathe, really, the plant itself.
One other thing, Patrick, is some of the leaves are very tall, and they're nice and green.
Yep.
But I think that might be a parent leaf. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So could I cut some of the tall leaves or something?
You could. If it's, you know, looking odd to you and shaped, you could definitely do that.
No, they look good. They look healthy, the green. But I'm going to give it a shot, and I think you've been very helpful to me. And I appreciate it, and I appreciate your show. And
thank you, Nick.
Good job that you're doing after your father.
Thank you so much. You. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay, great. The cow is on a cherry tree?
Yep.
Is that what the gentleman was talking about?
Yeah, the Kwanzaa cherry?
Yeah.
Yep.
I had one. We planted one when we lived in Tewksbury. We had it for about 2 years.
Yep.
My grandmother had suggested it, and it was a double flowering one.
Yep.
And that one, the flowers came out before the leaves.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
Oh, it definitely is.
We got a wet snow on May 10th.
Oh.
And it had just flowered. My husband got up before I did, and he looked out the bay window, and one side of it was down on the ground. He ran out, shook the snow off, got me, you know, went down in the garage, he grabbed some rope, and he propped it up with some wood underneath and tied the rope up. At lunchtime, I ran down to the garden center. They told me what I needed to do. Went home that night. We wrapped it. They said, get rid of the rope, use hose. We had a fairly new hose. It got cut up. Ran wire. He built a good prop for it. And we did everything they said, and we just left it for like 2 years,
yep,
like that. When we took the wrap off, there wasn't a scar where that had broke. We took it down, all the stuff off after probably about 2 years.
Yep.
That tree went through the blizzard of 78.
Oh, wow.
No problem. And you couldn't see the scar on it.
Wow.
And it was absolutely good. So there is hope. If your tree splits.
Yeah,
We bought that tree from Mahoney's in Winchester.
Perfect.
And it was Mahoney's I went down to for advice on what to do.
Awesome.
So, you know, I just want to say thank you, Mahoney's, because that tree gave us a lot of enjoyment when we lived there.
Awesome. I'll pass that along and make sure people know there that that's done well for you. I work at the Winchester location now. I've been there for a couple of years, so I really enjoy it. I know there's a lot of great people there who have been there for years, and I know a couple of them who's actually been there since the 70s. So, you know, you might have seen them when you got it.
Yeah, I was the frazzled one that went in at lunch hour. This is what happened. I'm practically in tears. But it was they're great. Great
awesome.
People. I think they have one in Tewksbury, don't they now?
They do. Yep. Right in Tewksbury, right on Route 30,
38. 38. Yep. They weren't there then when I was there, but.
Yeah. We're all over now, so.
I just wanted to let you know that, there is hope, and Mahoney's is great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. There is definitely hope for any tree that splits like that. Is you just got to get to it real quick. So, those are some great ways to do it. So thank you for passing that information along, Diane.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. That's definitely a good little story to talk about, especially for Sean and Lowell. If there is the breaks in them, you can still make it happen, and you can get it to fuse back together and work out that way. So hopefully you're still listening, and there's some good information for you. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
Yep, there's a couple people waiting. Sharon is first up in Massachusetts.
Sharon, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good question. Patrick, you sound like my son. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
My question, I've been a gardener since I was, my Irish grandfather taught me to grow. I've got over 50 varieties. I've been sick for 2 years, misdiagnosed for 2 years by doctors on Cape Cod. And I'm getting my health back. So, but my problem is poison sumac. I've got a 200-foot driveway, and it's run about, I'd say, 50 feet down the driveway. And it's bad. It's getting bad. And the raspberries. And I know how to do, salts, you know.
Yep.
A homemade Roundup, okay?
Yep.
But what I want to know is, it's so infested, the sumac, poison sumac.
Yep.
I just don't, it's up into my, the vines are going up in the trees. And I just chopped, I chainsawed 15 trees last November.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things you could do to get rid of it in the early stages of some of it, you know, in the early spring, when the stems are more tender, they're not like the woody structures.
Yeah.
You could actually, it's going to sound crazy, but you could burn it.
I was thinking of that.
You could use what they have this. I want to call it, I think they call it like the dragon killer, the weed dragon, where it's basically like a little propane gas. It attaches a propane gas to it, and it puts it down towards the ground. It's like got a wand on it that you can put. You can actually use it for like certain lawn weeds. You can use it in weeds in like patios, etc. It's an organic way to do it. The thing about it is with the burning of something like that, the poison sumac.
Yeah,
the one thing
watch it. Yeah.
That's the one thing I'd worry about would be some of that.
I'm not worried. My dad used to burn in California all the weeds with gasoline in the sidewalks.
Oh, well, okay. You could do that, but...
that being said, the raspberries, they are going along beside my house by about 40 feet.
All right, and you want to get rid of those?
Yep, I want to get rid of them.
So, with the raspberries, it might be a little bit easier to do. Are they like in a bed, or are they...
They're going... just along the side of the house. I don't want them going into the they're not near the driveway yet.
Okay. What I would do is, once they start to grow up a little bit, I would actually run them over with a lawnmower, but a mower that has like a bagger,
can't
if
do
you
that.
Could.
Nope.
Can't
do that.
It's not in an area?
Can't.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, you could definitely use the burning technique. You could also use for that... There's a weed killer. You could definitely use like a glyphosate, like a Roundup. There's a weed killer from Bonide. I'm trying to think.
Would borax acid work?
I'm sure it would. I'm not sure if I would use it personally. I'm trying to think what the name of the product from Bonide is. Bonide's the company. It's they call it, you could use Cleanup. That's a good mm-hmm. one. That kills everything.
Right.
So that's one to look at. I'm trying to think. You could try a heavy duty one that you might be able to try on the sumac would be. It's called Brush Killer, BK32. That's a really good one to use. It's called by Bonide. It's by Bonide. It's called Brush Killer.
Okay.
And that would be a good one. About to head to a break, so if you want to hang tight, I'll give you a couple more answers right after the messages, if that would be all right. Thank you.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Sharon in regards to getting rid of raspberry bushes around the house and all the area, right? We were talking raspberries, right?
Raspberries.
It's the wild raspberry, though.
Are you located, Patrick, on the Cape, or where are
you? No, I'm actually, I'm in Lowell, so north of Boston.
Oh, okay. Lowell. I was up in, I had a house up there, Lynn and Swampscott. Wow.
Awesome.
Way up there. But anyway, they're growing here. I've got 50 varieties of plants right now.
Yep.
But my health, I went downhill with my health a couple of years ago, so I'm trying to play catch up right now.
Gotcha. Now.
And, it's the brush killer, right?
Yeah, so there's a brush killer from Bonide. There's
yep.
also a brush killer from the company formerly known as Bayer Advanced. It's now Bio Advanced. It's that blue bottle that you would see. That one has a brush killer. I like the active ingredients in them. It's called triclifer.
Here's my question. Here's
yep.
Patrick.
Yep.
Once I apply it, okay, and get rid of everything, how long after can I plant all the plants I used to have?
So depending upon the product that you use, now mm-hmm. if you were to use like a burnout or a
brush killer,
I believe it's I think it's depending upon the one you use. Some of them will actually do about 14 to 21 days after. It depends on which product you use.
That's helpful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it depends on when you can use some of them. Like, so I just pulled up the label of the brush killer from Bonide, and it says a couple of things on it. Rain or watering one after application will not wash away effectiveness. You have an hour before rain. But I like to try to wait, you know, make it on a day where it's not going to rain for a while to get that product, you know, really getting in there. And then the other thing is it says reseed no sooner than 3 weeks after the application.
So give it a month or so.
About, yeah, I would definitely do that. Bayer, I would, the brush killer from there would probably be about the same. So, you know, that's just a thought. So the brush killer from Bonide has a lot of salts in it. It has some triclopyr in it. I like so for the viney type, for your raspberries, that, you know, has more of like a vine to it, I'd almost look at the brush killer from BioAdvanced just to have the I like the triclopyr product on it. You might need to use it two or three times. It doesn't have as long of a kill in it, so you can reseed a little bit sooner, maybe 2 to 3 weeks.
I have clippers. They're 3 feet high.
Yep.
And I'm going to chop them all down to the ground level. And I'll put that brush killer, like you said, you know.
Yep.
I'll give it a month or so.
So when you do cut it down, don't cut it all the way to the ground. Cut it so that it has a couple inches on it. And when you cut it, spray right after. Don't wait a day or two, because what you want to do by cutting it,
you want to nip it in the bud.
What you want to do is when you do cut it like that, the fresh wound on it is open. It's like if we have a cut, we put like Neosporin or something on it.
So you, for 35 years.
Yeah. So you're gonna wanna have that open pore when you spray it, so that can absorb into the plant.
Absorb down to the root stem.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I think that would definitely help you with the raspberries there. The sumac. Okay. You could definitely do the same if you cut it down and spray it afterwards. Maybe cut down part of it and then do a little bit more, a little bit there, etc.
Yeah, repetition. Yeah, okay.
But you're gonna have to do it a few times. Just be prepared for the, you know, for the long haul with this one.
Yeah. Okay.
Patrick, all right. Yes.
You're great. You take care of that cold. Vitamin C and lots of fluids.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Phone number 855-660-4261.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.